What led you to think about the Petersburg job?
They called and offered me the job a week before I retired. So I like Southeast Alaska. I like this environment. I mean, I worked in the Pacific Northwest for the Forest Service at Mount St. Helens. Similar environment, mountains and trees, and here you get the ocean, and I love the ocean. So it was kind of a wonderful opportunity that as I talked to my wife, and she said, you know, are you ready to retire? I said, not really. So then you should take that job.
Okay, so great. So tell me about the status of the Forest Service locally. I know everyone's been through a crazy couple of years with the pandemic, you know, working remotely, coming back to the office, job openings, all that stuff. So what's the Forest Service look like locally through all that?
We're growing. You know, we're doing a kind of a consolidation now of the Harris Building and the building here downtown, and kind of getting that put together, so trying to facilitate that. Overall, the Forest Service is doing a big hiring effort. You know, part of the bills have gone through to give us some additional money, mostly focused on recreation and recreation cabins, and sort of assessing some of that. So there's a big hiring effort going on, national level hiring efforts. So we have some of that involved. That I'm not too clear. We have, I think, 1, 2, 3, 4 positions here in Petersburg. We're trying to hire for, and as those panels are interviewing people right now and trying to make those selections. So we'll see where that goes, and we'll try to figure things out. But the consolidation effort, I wanted some input from the borough, because we've closed out the fur farm, or the nursery as we call that, and we're thinking about building a maintenance facility, but we're kind of torn. We want to maybe build it at Fram Street, but we may want to listen to the community, see if they have what concerns they have for that, and then kind of go forward from there.
Okay, is the intent to keep staff at the downtown federal building and the one in Scow Bay as well? Or
The intent right now, anyway, the option we're looking at is to renovate the building downtown completely, put everybody at Scow Bay temporarily, and then bring everybody back to the downtown building and use the Scow building basically for storage.
Okay. And are people working in person now, or still remotely? What's the status of that?
It's kind of a hybrid model. You know, we've moved towards, you know, more in person, but the latest information we're hearing now is saying we may go back to more remote work, because as the numbers are starting to climb, we're seeing more COVID cases. There's some concern at the national level, regional level, and the forest level that maybe we should kind of backtrack a little more remote work. And you know, most of the work we're doing from computers anyway, so remote work is not necessarily a problem.
Other programs, initiatives, things you're excited about in the upcoming years?
Yeah, the cabin initiative we have right now is kind of a really big project we have. We're looking at, you know, developing new cabins, you know, throughout the district. I want to get some feedback from people. What do they look like around Petersburg? One or two new cabins. And then maybe talk about some of the remote cabins that we can't get to anymore, or get to very rarely, and see if we can maybe reduce those, change those numbers up, and put cabins in places where people are more, can use them better, I guess is the word I would use for that. It's kind of a key thing. Yeah, of course, we're doing the young growth sales. It's kind of a couple of things we're putting together and developing that as we take a look at how we can sustain some of the local businesses and some small size timber sale work and developing more recreation efforts. We're going to go after that. And part of my biggest intent is to develop some more partnerships, you know, with the tribes in the area, as well as with local community, to work together. Because I don't think our budgets are going to get significantly better, but I think we can do a lot more working together as partners, and that's kind of a big effort.
Local firewood sales, is that is there opportunity to expand that? And I ask because prices are so high right now, I imagine people are turning to wood heat more and more as they can.
Yeah, that's definitely an option to talk about. I know we've been talking about that on a regular basis and what that limit is, and looking at some of the things we have in place right now and saying, let's expand that a little bit. And again, I got to work with my timber group to understand that better. So, but that's definitely an opportunity out there, because there's definitely a lot of dead and down out there.
And then I imagine you have a lot of work to catch up on, just because it's been such a tough couple of years, winter weather-wise, tough winter last year, plus the pandemic and making everything difficult to get accomplished.
Yeah, lots of catch-up to do. You know, and I have a great staff, quite frankly. They're definitely staying on top of most things and keeping me informed. A lot of it's just getting me informed on all the things going on. everything I'm looking at is on track, which is good news. You know, we are behind some of the maintenance things, and you know, I hiked some of the trails, and there's some trail work that needs to get done, but that's just kind of expected. You know, and we'll get there. Just may not be as fast as we want to, but we're making headway. So that's the best part. We're making headway.
You mentioned family. You bring a wife, and do you have kids as well here?
My wife will be up here. She made a deal with me after moving together for 20 years. She said, "You're going to make this move, and then I'll show up." So she'll be here next week. I get furniture on Friday, so she'll be on next week. She'll come up and say, "Okay, now I can fix all this." Our kids are all grown. They're scattered, you know, kind of throughout. There's two in Eastern Washington, one's in Macau, China, and one's in Denver. So, and again, a parent's best blessing is when your kids are self-sufficient and they're not living at home. So we are good that way.
Anything else about you you want the community to know at this point?
Again, as I mentioned, I'm a retired Army. I retired as a full-bird colonel, so I have kind of that bent with me as well. So I have a real strong sense of veterans and taking care of people and doing that sort of thing. I'm also an avid scuba diver. I'm a scuba diver instructor, so I do some of that in my spare time. And then I'm looking to get back into triathlons again. I understand there's a small triathlon group right here, so cool. Something I can do to stay in shape.